Hello, my lovelies. Today on Word of the Day with Lily, we're going to do a very long words. Actually, it's two words that actually have the same meaning. The two words are sesquipedalian and librocubicolorist. Let me say that. I'm going to put them up here just so you guys can actually look them up on your own. These are not common words. These are uncommon words. Excuse me. Librocubicolorist was actually created by Morley back in the... Why is my hair sticking up? Static electricity. Yay. Okay. Sesquipedalian, librocubicolorist, is the name for a person who reads books in bed. The first syllable of the word is based on Latin libre, which originally denoted by the inner bark of a tree and later came to be used for a sheet of papyrus used for writing before acquiring the additional senses of book, volume, long document, and a division of a long literary work. And yes, it is a source of library or librarian. Another Okay, not all these words are easy to say, and I'm doing my best. Etymological element of librocubicolorist is Latin cubiculum, meaning bedroom, which itself is from cubar, to lie or to recline, and from which English cubicle is derived. Print evidence suggests librocubicolorist was checked into the English language in the early 20th century and has yet to check out. That means it's still in use. The word is considered a coinage by American writer Christopher Morley in his novel The Haunted Bookshop. Published in 1919, a bookseller suggests to Miss Chapman that she take a book up to her room and read it in bed, if she wants. And then questions, are you a librocubicolorist? Miss Chapman is taken aback by the word, but another character, Helen, chimes in. He only means that you're fond of reading in bed. I've been waiting to hear him work that word into the conversation. He made it up and he's immensely proud of it. Remember, reading books, whether consisting of sheets of paper, virtual pages, or virtual pages under the sheets, is a relaxing activity and a good way to decompress after a busy day. We don't think cubicolorists themselves will become extinct, but we're crossing our fingers that the cognomen librocubicolorist survives. It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's a serendipitous find in one's reading. So, when Morley came out with librocubicolorist, he was referring to the other word, the sesquipedalian, which is a word that actually predated librocubicolorist. And he wanted a word that would stand out in his works for a simple act of cultural defiance against those who would only read in libraries or studies, the ones who would sit upright and read their book. That's what he was against. He didn't like that. He wanted to be relaxed. If he was reading, he wanted to relax while reading it. So he came up for the word in his book so that he could expound upon that and explore the fact that people would rather be comfortable when they're reading. So a librocubicolorist is a person who reads in bed. They enjoy just relaxing. Lean back. And if they happen to fall asleep, they're in the perfect place. Go out there, learn some new words. It's always fun to find something new and something interesting in works that other authors have written. I'm currently writing a fight scene between a werewolf and a Wendigo. And so far it's been fun. It's an interesting look at how one would hunt the other when the other is a mystical creature. I'll let you guys know whenever I finish this one, if I'm going to self-publish it or whether I'm going to try to go to a publishing house, because quite honestly, I despise giant publishers because they're a pain in the ass. Because I pre-edit all my books and they don't like that. They want to go in and tear a book apart and tell you what you can put in it and what you can't put in it. I don't like that. I don't like the whole process. But this is not about complaint. This is about learning. Remember, sesquipedalian and Libro Cubicularist. I'll put them right up here so you can take a look at them and look them up yourselves. And remember, reading older books will help you learn about how we came about the language that we use today. Remember, body, mind, and spirit. Take care of those three. It'll make you a beautiful human being. I love all of you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.